views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. That be us. Are we thriving?
I'm thriving. You thriving?
Are you jiving? Are you jiving?
I'm driving.
And are you driving? Are you thriving? And are you jiving?
Striving.
Thriving. Jiving. Where are you on the map?
I'm running out already.
Where are you?
That's the top five.
That's top four. That's it.
We're in the top. That's all we need.
That's all. We need to be there. Thank you all for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Had a great show this morning with Matt James. He'll also be on air this week, Thursday, I believe. We're going to be giving some stuff away. I've got a great show today. Let me just give you a brief introduction for today's show. We're going to be talking about the power of I am. Now, you've heard on the show, Benny, when we do affirmations and people come on, and we do what we call the countdown, the shout out, the countdown. And you come on and you declare your greater good. You'll always hear me encourage you to put what you're bringing into your life in the I am form. That means it's not you will become or you should become or you want to. It really is in the yum. That means the I am. And so we've got with us today, coming on after the break, John Maxwell Taylor. He will be here. His book is called The Power of I Am, Creating a New World of Enlightened Personal Interaction. John Maxwell Taylor is known internationally for his self-penned 20-character one-man play, Forever Jung. J-U-N-G, that's for Carl Jung, which is based on the life of icon psychiatrist Carl Gustav Jung. In April 1996, he received the prestigious Gradiva Award, and that's in New York, from the National Association of Psychoanalysts for the play. And so there are many, many things that he has done. He is also a performer. And so he is here to take The Power of I Am, which is a book. It instructs each and every one of us on how to transform challenges into empowering situations. Now, you know that that's what this show is about. One of the things you hear on this show is that life is not without the challenges. It's not without the situations. You get the situations, Benny, and they get like a burr under your saddle. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting down there and you're just trotting along.
I'll be riding horseback quite a bit around here.
We need the horse. Here you are. You're trotting along.
I don't have my coconut shells.
There you go. You're trotting along. That's
very good.
Is that
the only thing I can come up with?
And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, ouch, right on my butt. I got a burr under my saddle. And you think, ow, this is giving me a bad day. I'm having a bad day. And the next thing you know, you're not talking about the bad day. You're talking about the bad life. Next thing you know, you're in this place where this burr has become your life. And we're here to tell you that the burr under your saddle is not your life. It is a burr. All you need to do is pick up that leather and pull that burr out, and you are good to go. My guest today, John Maxwell Taylor, is going to be coming on, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Power of I Am. Or Yam. Depends on how you say it. If you're, you know, from some place where you just put the I and the AM together, it's all part of the same sentence. So what we're going to talk about is what it's like to stand strong in a successful world. And what I love about that is if you've entered any of the crust-busting workshops, now let me just say this. This is still the home of crust-busting. The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is still the home of crust-busting. Crust is anything you think, feel, or believe that stops you from living a life full out. And so we want to invite you today to really open up for an adventure, for a ride, for a conversation about the I Am. So we're going to be talking about many, many things, how to transform negative emotions, what you do with enlightened relationship dynamics, how to change the brain-body dynamic. There are also things called energy vampires. You've heard Dr. Judith Orloff talk about that. So a lot to talk about. What I would like to say is that today's show is for you to also interact with John Maxwell Taylor. And so as part of that, please make sure you take down this 1-800 number. Now, this is toll-free, not just west of the Cascades or all of that. It is toll-free if you're living in the United States. Some of you have asked that we upgrade to an international number, and we are planning to do that as well. So, boy, you know, we've got a few. As a matter of fact, I think we may have almost done that. I'll have to double check.
International.
An international number, yeah. And so we're working on that.
That's awesome.
We're working on that. I'm not sure. I know we have a couple of folks that listen in Italy. And so they actually listen, like, the time of the show is, like, I think, evening there.
So they're
That's
getting it around dinner time. The Dr. Pat at dinner.
Yeah, I have to get better at figuring out all the international time zones. And actually, I got an email from a friend of mine who's in China right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What part?
I want to say Shanghai.
Oh, okay.
Did I get that right?
I don't know.
I'm
not too familiar with China.
I know it's where my acupuncturist is from. So I have a feeling it's like...
I can look it up.
I don't think
break.
It's Beijing. But I'll report back on that for you if I can figure out how to give her instructions on the show.
There you go.
But we're going to start this show out with a card. And, oh, thank you. Thanks, everyone, for the emails about yesterday's show. Let me give out that information again. As a matter of fact, the song that we played was, it was sung by folks at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. And that was Sherry Burns. And I don't know if we still have copies of that floating around here. We'll play another snippet of you of it during the show if I can find it, but that you can get that version if you go to the Center for Spiritual Living and you get a copy of last Sunday's service. That song and many, many other songs and prayers are on that because that was a prayer service. So thanks to Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis, Eric Desodell, and their permission to play this song and the Center for Spiritual Living Seattle. So let's pull our card because I'm feeling August is really for me. I woke up this morning like, oh my goodness. Look at this world. It is like so good. I have such a sense of abundance today. I have to get Carol Barbeau to tell me if we've moved out of some funky stuff other than Mercury and retrograde. But anyway, so much going on. We've got the old card ready. You ready?
I'm born ready.
Woohoo! This is exactly what I woke up with today. This is what I woke up with today. And it is so in the I Am. I can't wait till John Maxwell Taylor comes on because he's going to be like so about this. I'm going to ask him right about this up front. Right out of the gate. John, this is the card. What does this mean? You ready? I am earning an excellent income doing what I love. Do you get that, Benny?
I got
you. Can you say that with me?
I got it with you.
Brother Benny, can you say it? I am earning an excellent income doing what I love.
I am earning an excellent income from what I do and love.
Oh, and I am earning an excellent income doing what I love. If you've got any doubt about that, guess what? It's not going to happen. It's not there. You're not going to hear the cha-ching. It's just not going to happen. But here's what this card means at a metaphysical level. Thank you, Heidi Bayer, the creator of the Harmony Cards, www.prosperitycards.com. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling like the love today. I would love to have, when we go to break, I'm going to give a deck of these cards away to the first caller that calls in, ready to declare their I Am. Right after the break. Here we go. To be truly...
Just because you're spreading the love.
I feel it.
The love bone. Something for him. The one.
It's like I knew exactly where to bring
you
it.
You knew it, yes.
You're my only romance.
You know, I feel like breaking out and dance. You want to do a little dance with that?
I'm good. I got.
Who is going to do the show?
I got a little bit more here.
Who will do the show?
Everyone can dance for us.
Okay.
Guard.
All right.
Get to it.
All right.
Let's roll.
Are you ready? Are you set to be truly prosperous? You must follow your heart. This is so true. To be truly prosperous, you must follow your heart. Prosperity is leading the life you want to lead, doing what you love to do. Applying this philosophy to your career creates excellence and brings joy, joy, joy into the world, into your life. So there you go, everyone. We are like so feeling the love. Did we get a call?
Yeah, we'll take a live call. Hi, you're live on the Dr. Pat Show. Express who you are.
I am Richard and ready to receive prosperity and abundance.
Richard! You're the man!
You are the man. Okay, Richard, here is the I am, because today's show is about the I am.
I'm ready.
You are not only ready, you are. You are the prosperity and abundance.
I am the prosperity and the abundance.
You are the riches of the universe.
I am the riches of the universe.
Yeah.
And I am all about doing what I love.
And I am all about doing what I love.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Do we have a deck of cards for you?
Woo, boy.
Woo-hoo.
If you hang on, we will absolutely get your deck of cards. How are you doing today?
I am excellent. How about yourself?
Oh, my God. You got to pinch me. I got to make sure.
I'll pinch it for you, Richard.
Go ahead, Ben.
Please do.
Oh, that felt good.
Wait a minute.
You know, that's it. You got to pinch me to make sure that I'm not dreaming, because I'll tell you, life is so juicy.
You are just spreading the love.
I'm spreading the love. Tap into it. I want you to squeeze this fruit, baby. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We'll bring John Maxwell Taylor. And I'm telling you, get into the I am if you want to receive. Thank you, Mr. B. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
This should be growing when I be telling the fibs. Now, you said your trust is getting weaker, probably because my lies just started getting deeper. And the reason for my confession is that I learned my lesson, and I really think you ought to know the truth. Because I lied and I cheated and I lied a little more, but after I did it, I don't know what I did it for. I admit that I've been a little immature.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion, or a just plain tired feeling, take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
In the long run, humans cannot tolerate ecstasy deprivation, said Felicitas Goodman, anthropologist. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about ecstatic wisdom postures discovered by Goodman and taught by certified teacher Deborah Milton. The practice combines body postures with rhythms, which expands consciousness, nurtures belonging, and nourishes aliveness. Milton is teaching both in Seattle and Black Tail Ranch, Montana in August. For more information, go to www.deborahmilton.com. That's DeborahMilton.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Men, are there things in your life that aren't working? Do you want change? Have you considered getting help, yet have no desire to dissect your problems? Neuro-linguistic programming is the answer. Powerful, immediate, permanent change without all the talk. Conducted in an atmosphere of strength and focus will put you back in the driver's seat where you belong. If you're ready to take charge of your life, contact Greg Hoskins, certified NLP practitioner, counseling with a purpose. Visit our website at www.theessentialfire.com.
Kahuna is ancient wisdom taught by the kahunas in Hawaii. Ancient wisdom, modern application. Huna is about empowerment, about increasing your spirituality, energy, and metaphysical healing power. If you could experience and connect physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually with a higher power that can empower you to bring into your life whatever you desire, join the kahunas that carry the teachings of the past at our 33rd Huna Workshop in Kona, Hawaii, September the 9th through the 17th. Call 800-800-MIND or visit huna.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and receive a special discount. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And now our emotions are drained. And a lie, and a lie, and a little lie, lie. Now your emotions are drained.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow. I want to really congratulate our winner. Right, Benny?
We definitely should. That would be Richard of Seattle.
Hey, Richard.
Richard calling
good
in. Doing
job.
The live thing with us. We appreciate that, sir.
We are getting the power of I Am out to you. And right now, John Maxwell Taylor is with us today. And we are talking about, of course, the book, The Power of I Am. We are going to be giving away copies of this book. And the way that we're going to give them away is the same way we just did. You call in, you declare the I Am for yourself, and call that toll-free number. And if you're listening to the show, you'll hear the cue to do that. Benny is all over it. But let me just tell you about John Maxwell Taylor. You heard me read a little bit from his bio. But I want to tell you that this book, by the way, is a book that allows each and every one of us to turn everyday encounters into opportunities to tap in to the personal strength and self-confidence. That's what this show is about. This is still the home of crust busting. That's what crust busting is about. You cannot thrive in life until you get to that place where you can turn some of that sticky stuff around and have it be like baby oil on your skin. And John Maxwell Taylor is with us today to help us with this. So we've talked a little bit about who he is and what he's doing. I've given you the introduction, but let me say no more and bring this internationally renowned leader in the field of human potential to this show. Thank you so much for joining us today, John.
Well, I'm delighted, Pat. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, I'm going to ask you the question that I ask everyone coming out of the gate, did it from the very first show I've ever done. It actually came from the listeners. And here I've just done an introduction, and you didn't hear the first part of that when I did it. And I've talked a little bit about the book right now. But given all that you have done and the many, many things that you're doing, transforming the world, let's say, I've got to ask you, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, it works in two ways, the external obstacles and the internal obstacles. And they're both rooted in the same thing, and that is that we tend to go on automatic pilot a lot. Our past experiences keep running through our brains, through our emotions and so forth, and they can take us out of the moment into reactivity that's based on past experience. But to be truly conscious, you have to be able to step to one side from your programming and see that you are not your programming. And when you can see it happening in the moment, a very interesting question comes up. If I can see it, who or what is doing the looking? Well, the answer, of course, is that I am.
Mm.
I, as opposed to all the stuff that surges through the brain, through the emotions, and through the body, and so forth. When we can steady the body, the mind, and the emotions, and bring them under the dominion of our personal connection with the divine will in us, then what happens is the I am-ness of us radiates out through the personality structure. So that's the basic idea behind what I do all day long in every situation that I find myself in. What you are dealing with on the outside is what I call Neanderthal consciousness.
Oh, yes. At Liao.
Right. It's that heavy, egotistical. My definition of an egotist is he thinks he is who he thinks he is. In other words, he doesn't know that there's something else deeper, at a deeper layer. He doesn't feel the vibration of his spirit, of the I am, this, that, and the other. All he has, or she has, is the personality structure. So naturally, there's something going on most of the time to defend that or to inflate it. Someone said, trying to stand tall by cutting other people's heads off.
Well, is it he or she thinks, say that statement again.
He thinks he is.
Right.
Who he thinks he is.
Right.
Yeah, in other words.
But basically, doesn't have a clue, really.
No, doesn't. It's all based on social identity. You say to such a person, well, who are you? They say, well, you know, I work at such and such, I'm a husband, I'm a friend. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all there is, there's this huge potential of beingness, which is obscured by the small personal identity, which is often based on insecurity because it's shifting around all the time.
Oh, yes.
So we need something more secure. When we deal with people like that, particularly if they're in the grip of negative emotions or they're projecting something onto you that's negative, it's hard not to get thrown off yourself and stay centered in what I call self-remembering, state of a self-identity that links the personality structure with the I-am-ness. So when you can do that in the midst of a difficult situation, what happens is a tremendous amount of presence and energy can suddenly emanate from you that affects the other person subliminally. And I've seen people come out of that sort of self-hypnotized state, you know, where the stuff is running them.
Yes.
And something deeper looks at you through them, and the whole conversational tone shifts.
Well, you know, I love what you're saying because the image that I got when you were speaking about how we chase around after trying to find things, it reminded me of something I used to do when I was a little kid.
Yes.
No one in my family understood why I did it. And as I look back, I don't actually know why I'm compelled to tell you about it. But as a little kid, I used to try to put my finger on a piece of Jell-O. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I tried to put my...
Yes.
Can you have the image
perfect
of this?
Perfect metaphor, yes.
I tried to put my image on a piece of Jell-O. You know what that's like? Mm-hmm. I've never been able to do it.
Yeah. What I'm hearing you say is that the Jell-O is like the personality structure. It's always shifting around.
Absolutely.
So you can never quite pin it down and say, well, this is me, right? So... but there's something very precious about the human personality, too. And, you know, many spiritual people, you know, they try to separate their spirit from their human entity. And I'm not talking about that either.
Okay.
I think one of the jewels in the crown of spiritual development is when you can have the personality structure and the inner being, the I am-ness, in a form of marriage.
Yes.
So that the personality structure is being lit up from within by the soul, by the higher consciousness, rather than the other way around, always trying to fix up everything that's wrong, you know, and rehash the past and da-da-da-da-da, right? So you're rooted in the I am-ness. My wife calls it, she feels a column of calm through her being.
Yes.
And around that, the whirlwind of personality structure, or the kaleidoscope, it can turn as it will. And in some ways, it's always reflecting the higher self in some way. In other words, the personality structure is then in service to the higher self.
Well, you know, I love what your wife shared about that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think is so important is really, truly understand the power of the I am. And I want to really thank you for writing this book, because there are a lot of books out there that are really talking about sort of kind of being there. But the way that you take us through this book is you help us understand, or at least this is my experience of the book, you help me understand so many of the things that are challenging for people today,
right,
and that are how to overcome them. I mean, a lot of books, let me just tell you this, John,
yeah,
a lot of books that come out, they take you through this introductory chapter that kind of warms you up to the high point of the book. Not you. You're coming right, excuse me. You come right out of the gate. Chapter 1, Standing Strong in a Stressful World.
Right.
How do we do that?
Right. Well, it's so important because, you know, we're living in an age of fear, Pat, and anxiety. It's all over the place. And it's catching. It's almost like these thoughts and feelings, they jump from one brain to another.
Mm.
And if we allow ourselves to get dispossessed of our center, we're no good to anybody. We're no good to ourselves. We can't serve the world acting as a stabilizing force. So, you know, the founder of Aikido, and I've got some sort of Aikido principles in this that I put into a sociological context.
Yes.
He said, it's not that I don't get thrown off. I recover so quickly, you don't notice I was away.
Mm.
Not that I don't get thrown off, but I recover so quickly, you don't notice I was away. So when you do the techniques
in the book, as soon as you feel an upset starting in your emotions, in your body, in your mind, whatever, you do the techniques, and what happens is body, mind, and emotions instantly come into alignment. And I guess you're in what sports people call the zone.
That's right.
And when body, mind, and emotions are focused together in that way, then the I am can act through you, and it hits that ball perfectly. And I'm using that as a metaphor for life, you know, the tennis metaphor. Here's the ball coming, whatever it may be, a circumstance, a situation, a person. You have to say exactly the right thing at the right moment, and lo and behold, there you are. It just happens through you. And, you know, I have many humorous instances of this type of thing. You know, I talk in the book about the policeman who pulled me over. You know, I was slightly speeding going downhill in San Diego. You know, so he pulled me over and I was fine, you know. But, you know, he came up and he says, well, he has a bit of banter. He says, I'm going to give you a ticket and everything. He went back up to his bike and I had that deflated feeling that comes for a moment when you have an experience like that. And then I remembered to remember myself and got into the I am and the presence. And I walked back up to him. He was just about to make the fatal stroke, because once they start, they have to keep going. And I said, officer, could you hold on a minute? Could I have a word with you before you write that? And would you mind removing your sunglasses? I'd like to see who I'm talking to. So he took off his glasses, and I looked into his essence eye, because one eye of a person, it reflects what they were born with. It's the key to the soul. And I looked at him, and I saw the mask drop away, and his soul came out and looked at me. And I said to him, you know, you have the opportunity to do something wonderful here this evening. And he said, what would happen if I bought this line from everyone? Mm. He says, well, I'm not an everyone. I'm speaking to you from our common humanity, because most of those people out there on the freeway, they're in a negative frame of mind. But if you let me go, I'll be in a positive frame of mind, so I'll be a force for good in the world this evening.
Wow.
And he laughed and he smiled, gave me the license back, no ticket, and he said, what do you do for a living?
Let's hold that thought.
Right.
Let's hold that right there for when we come back from break, because I would love everyone to hear the answer to that question.
Okay.
I think we need to open up the phone lines, Benny. I'm feeling like we got to give away a book or two here. And so for anyone out there, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, we're inviting you, the first three people that would love to join us, come on air and give us the I am of who you are and what your dream is in this life. We'd love to hear it. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. You proud of me? I remembered it. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after the break with my guest, John Maxwell Taylor. Stay tuned.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
You already have the tools you need to live a psychic life, but you don't know how to use them. Let noted medium John Holland show you how during his new 2006 lecture tour, Learn to Awaken Your Psychic Strengths. John will help you identify your intuitive gifts through highly interactive exercises. Plus, he will dedicate Friday evening to delivering messages to the audience. See John Holland in Seattle on September 8th through the 9th. For tickets, call 800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. Or visit hayhouse.com. That's hayhouse.com.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
How healthy is your beauty salon? Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Look at Benny, I put a smile.
Squeak it out there.
I just squeaked that out there.
I can't hit that either.
Oh, my God.
Maybe John can hit that note.
We've got to get Ava to call in to hit that one.
Yeah.
And John, the John who we're referring to, of course, is John Maxwell Taylor, originally from North Wales. John, of course, is known internationally for his 20-character, one-man play, Forever Jung. That's based on the life of pioneering Swiss psychologist Carl Gustav Jung. The book that we're talking about now is, of course, The Power of I Am. And we'll talk about many things. Now, we had somebody on the line, but you know what? Let's do it again. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We've got books to give away. This book in particular. This is what you're going to find if you pick this book up. You're going to go through a journey where you learn how to stand strong in a stressful world. Then you are really taken to the place where it's time to get real. Getting real in an unreal world. And once you move beyond that, we're going to tap into body-centered spirituality. And then moving through sort of this cycle of learning, exploring the eye-to-eye differential, staying conscious in a world of sleep, and then enlightening the 9-to-5. And so, John, thank you for joining the show. For the first three callers that call in and come on the air and declare the I am, it's very simple. I'm not going to ask you any tough questions. All you need to do is come on and give us the I am. We've got one book to each of you. That's that number, 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free right here. Doesn't matter where you are. So, John, let's take a look at this whole energy thing that goes on.
You mean the negative energy thing we're dealing
with? Yeah, that negative.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could take it at the micro or the macro level. But,
right.
It's like a feeding frenzy almost.
Mm-hmm, it is. I don't think anybody deliberately wakes up in the morning and says, right, today I'm going to be an energy vampire. But the point is that when you're talking to somebody whose energy has gone stagnant, their life energy is stagnant and heavy, it pulls you down immediately. I often demonstrate this in my workshop and show me instantly how we're affected by the negative thoughts and atmospheres of others. Now, if you are out and about in public and you're in a very high state of being and you're feeling joyful and you're feeling happy and so forth, someone who is feeling negative and down may see you as a way to get a quick boost for themselves. But in order to get energy from you, they have to kind of bring you down. That is a lot to do with what's behind that sort of cruel humor you get a lot of today, the insult humor and things like that.
I absolutely cannot stand it.
No, I can't either. It's awful, and I won't let people do it to me, you know. But at the same time, I don't want to wound them in the process, because if they say something to you that sets you off and then you come back at them, then you're caught up in the old dualistic thing.
Well, then you've just matched them at that level.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the first thing that I have to do is, somebody's being negative towards me, I have to immediately stop any sort of reaction within myself. It, you know, you may see it start to come up, an irritation or whatever, but immediately that to me is like a signal, an alarm clock ringing, and then I do the techniques in the book to immediately become body-centered in a state of neutrality rather than reactivity. And then I concentrate on feeling the presence of the I am, and then whatever needs to be said in that situation, it's really amazing how it just comes through. It's not that you go into your head looking for, you know, what am I going to say, what am I going to do? Because people are so much in their heads today. It's the, you know, the age of information. We just kind of migrated into our heads. So when you become body-centered and grounded in the moment when there's something funny going on in a social situation, what happens? You become a nucleus, a center around which coherence can form, you see. So as you do that, you feel empowered rather than less than. Because when somebody's being negative or doing cruel humor, they want to make you feel less than you should and so forth.
Well, and you
don't let that happen under any circumstances.
Exactly. And also, you don't want to really plug into it. I mean, if you're looking at what's on television and so forth and so on.
It's cruel.
It is cruel. And I don't think that humor at the expense of another person is done with integrity.
No, it never serves at all. I'll give you a little example. I was in California in a Trader Joe's, which is sort of a grocery store.
Yes, we have that too.
You know what those are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get up to the checkout stand, and the checker, the woman who's checking, she looks at me as I come past with Emily, and then she looks again immediately. She's kind of checking me out. You thought I was cute or something, you know. And then, for some reason, Emily's paying, and I'm putting the groceries in the bag. It was her turn to pay, you know. So all of a sudden, some testy kind of aspect of this woman came out. She kind of looked at us, and she says, huh, so you're the muscles, and she's the cash. So I says, yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
She looked at us again, and she says, huh, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
And I said, oh, that's all right. I've always known I'm beautiful. And sometimes she does act like a beast, but it doesn't bother me, which isn't true. Emily never acts like a beast. But because it wasn't just the words that I said. I could feel it coming.
You can feel it. I mean, yeah. We do feel it.
Yeah, so I'd already gone into the non-reactive state and into the presence. And when I looked at her, I said it without any malice whatsoever. It was just to neutralize the situation and give her a moment to put her on pause. Do I really want to behave this way? And what happened is she just lit up from within and gave me this huge smile and was so respectful because she saw that she couldn't throw me.
Yeah, and I think you call it in the book the age of rudeness.
The age of rudeness.
I think you do, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the things. And, you know, and then also the law of attraction. I mean, rude will attract rude. I mean,
absolutely.
If you match it heads up, that's what you're going to get.
Absolutely.
And the question, I think, John, isn't it, that we have to ask ourselves what vibration do we want to vibrate at? And, Benny, I think we have a... Do we have some folks that want to talk with us, John?
We do. We have a couple callers. Let's run right off to them because they are ready to declare who they are. And we'll bring on Cassie for the first one.
Cassie.
Yep, welcome to the show.
Cassie, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to John, and thank you for joining us today. Do you have an I am for us?
Yes, I am happy, well, and prosperous.
Good, good, good. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
What's your question, darling?
Oh, well, my question mainly is that I need more tools to keep creating more happy, well, prosperous.
Right.
Great question. That's it. Going to get that toolbox out. Make sure it's a hefty.
I need like the jumbo size. And
right. Well, we're going to get the book to you, Kathy, because the book.
Yeah, you're going to get the book.
Kathy, the book is full of tools and techniques to help you stay centered and present to yourself in the moment. You know, we talk about being present in the moment, but am I present to myself? If you're not, you're not at home to receive the good that life's bringing for you, you know? When the great bounty of the universe comes to deliver something to you, if you're not home to receive it, it doesn't leave a note like the UPS saying, you know, we'll try tomorrow, you know? You have to be present to yourself in the moment. What that means is fully engaged with a sense of strength and self-empowerment and a feeling of clarity about who you are. Deeper than the social level. I'm talking about deep inside. I am alive. I, here in this room, looking, listening, feeling, sensing my own aliveness. Do you follow me? So in order to be in that state, we need tools and techniques. And these, the ones you find in the book, I use them all the time, every day. They're time-tested in the crucible of my own life experience. And I've drawn them from many sources over the world and mixed them with my own intuition, and they absolutely work. So that you can be fully empowered in yourself, in any situation, and prepared to receive the good that life can give you. It's a sort of an amazing level of self-confidence that's deeper than the personality structure, the jello that Pat was saying you couldn't put a finger on as a child.
Well, thank you, Cassie. Thank you so much. We are going to get you a copy of that book. I think you'll find that there are many, many tools. Not only that, the book has some wonderful stories in it. Anecdotal stories, and really puts a smile on my face. I'm actually going to ask John to share the Starship That Eats the Universe story in a minute. But thank you, Cassie. Thank you so much for listening. Benny, do you want Cassie to hold,
thank
or do you,
you
have it?
Actually, I've already got her information, so we'll let her go, and we'll actually run off to one more caller before the break.
All right. Who do we have?
Let's bring on Mark. He's ready to say who he is as well.
Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, you guys.
How are you
Hi.
Today?
Hi, Mark. Hi. Nice to talk to you.
All right. You ready to do the I am thing with us?
I think I am, yes.
All righty.
I am healthy, wise, and open to all kinds of new opportunities.
Wow.
That. Nothing like an open system, Mark. You can give
yeah.
and receive through that. A closed system, you can't do anything with, but an open system, that's it. So that's what you just declared.
So how about a question? Do you have a question for John, or are you good?
No, I'm really, you know, anxious to get the book and hear the rest of the interview here, so.
You got it.
I'm just sitting back and listening, so.
Terrific.
It all sounds
we'll
great.
Get it to you, Mark.
We'll get it to you. Thank
okay.
you so much. Have a great day. We have the best listeners anywhere, John, I have to tell you. They
yeah.
are absolutely fabulous.
Well, you're doing great work. You don't need me to tell you that. It's so needed right now. I think people like yourself, Pat, and what you're doing, you're holding a field of stability in a world that is tremendously confused, you know, because you're building and putting, bringing out into the public eye the vision of future possibility now.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we share that that
true.
Journey together. Let's yeah. take a short break, everyone. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about all of the shows, all of the guests, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com. When we come back, more with John Maxwell Taylor. We've got one more book. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You can call from Florida, you know. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Never could believe the things you do to me. I never could believe the way you are. Every day I bless the day that you got.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
New Times Naturally Magazine is Tampa Bay's natural health magazine, now in their 20th year, covering body, mind, spirit, nutrition, physical fitness, yoga and Pilates, supplements, meditation, natural product, mental health and strength, spiritual growth, eco-earth, and more. Search for local business, feature stories, media, and product reviews, and an extensive calendar of events. Pick one up at your local business today or visit newtimesnaturally.com. That's newtimesnaturally.com.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
tired of all the drugs and surgeries? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? At Pearson Wellness Center, we use a prevention-based integrated approach to get and keep you well and feeling great. Integrated medicine, chiropractic, and nutrition are part of our individualized and holistic approach, conveniently located on U.S. 19 in Palm Harbor. Call 727-734-0074 or visit and even sign up for your initial evaluation at www.pearsonwellnesscenter.com.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to find out how you can come home to the love within your own body. Lavina Granke Taft of Radiant Embodiment can help you relax into the pleasure of your feminine side. Experience her bodywork approach to healing and wholeness in Bellevue, October 6th through 8th. Visit RadiantEmbodiment.com to sign up and smile. That's RadiantEmbodiment.com.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to thank you for tuning in. Of course, my guest today is John Maxwell Taylor, the author of The Power of I Am, Creating a New World of Enlightened Personal Interaction. Now, John, if you would give out some information so folks know how to find out more about you, how to get the book,
yes,
all of that.
Certainly. Certainly. My website, my personal website, is www.worldtransformations.com. Worldtransformations.com. You can read all about my activities there, see the various workshops that I do around the country, explore the book, see about my musical compositions and so forth, for example. If you want to order the book directly from the publisher, which is Frog Limited, North Atlantic Books, the number for that is 1-800-337-2665. 1-800-337-2665. But it's also available at most Barnes and Nobles and most major bookstores. And you can also get it from Amazon.com. So.
Or you could get it just like our next caller is going to do right now. We have someone on the phone, don't we, Benny?
We do. Let's bring on Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you. Welcome. And, John, thank you so much for the generous gifts to our listeners. Really
Hello,
appreciate
Sandra.
It.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to tell you I am a spiritual being that is positive, productive. I have endless growth, and I'm experiencing it now and forevermore.
I feel it, Sandra. I can feel it. Even down the phone, it comes down the wire and goes, I feel it around me as a presence.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, they said I can ask a question.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Please do.
Are we staying on one subject? Are we like a clairvoyant? Do I have to...
No, there's a question. John will help you, really, if you're stuck at a place, if you want him to help you work through something, we can do it right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to move. I'm not sure where, and since I'm in the Great Pacific Northwest, it's either going to be north, south, or west.
Right.
And do you see a good direction?
What I would say to you is this. You know, the mariners used to use the pole star, the north star, to guide their ships by, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a practitioner of Taoist exercises and philosophy. The Taoists say that the pineal gland in the top of the head,
yes,
crown into the head, the pineal gland is on top of the head. They say that the pineal gland is connected to the North Star, the pole star. What I would do would have a good meditation, sit down, get really, really quiet, ground yourself in your body, and then lift your eyes inwardly to inside the crown of your head. And then try to feel that you're connected with that North Star out there. And whatever divinity you pray to, whatever, you know, a higher force, your higher self, or whatever vision you have of higher consciousness, I would ask that you be guided by attunement.
so that the pole star of your destiny, your life, is guiding you to where you need to be next. You know, there's a wonderful saying, fate is the hand of cards life deals you. Destiny is the way you play them. Right now, you can play those cards any way you want. The country is yours, see?
Yes.
But get help from your higher self. Get in tune with the universal force as well. Unite your higher self with the universal force and then ask to be led to where you want to be. It's a little off the subject we're talking about today, but does that help you?
Excellent. Yes, it does.
Good.
And I can follow
those
instructions. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sandra.
Thanks for calling
in.
We'll get your book to you. And there's many techniques in there that you'll be able to use.
I'll utilize them.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I tell you, I need that Love Boat song. It's just, I love our listeners. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. That is why I do this show. These are the best listeners everywhere.
Well, Pat, they seem to be very much in sync with the people that I meet as I travel around the country doing my workshops and classes. I have such great hope for the future because I see so many people who are attuning themselves on this higher level to a deeper reality all the time, and it really gives me hope.
It gives me hope as well, and it's not that I'm ignorant to what's going on in the world. As a matter of fact, yesterday's show, I commented on a couple of things. But I think the thing, for me, it goes back to what you said earlier, John, and it says that it's not like we don't experience being knocked down.
Absolutely.
It's just that we're up so fast that it's an illusion. The knocking down is an illusion.
Yes, it is. But you know, Pat, I have seen in different states of consciousness. You know, we talk about everything being an illusion all the time, but it is a play of atoms vibrating at a certain frequency that makes solid objects appear to be real. You know, and you bang yourself against the wall, it hurts. Sure, it hurts, but it is illusory. The reality is the experiencer. And at the deepest level, the experiencer, it's the I am extending itself through the senses into the world. The more we identify with the core of our being, the less we're going to bang our shins, the less we're going to fall down, and the world will stand up around us to mirror our coherence.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, before the break, John, what I said was I'd love for you to share the story of the spaceship that eats the universe.
Yeah, the spaceship that eats the universe. Okay, it's a little story that has a deep meaning. A spaceship was traveling through the universe, and it had to stop for a while to let a shower of meteorites go past. And one of the passengers said to the captain, "How does this spaceship work?" He says, "Well, this is the latest model. What happens as it goes through the universe, it takes all the space dust and broken bits of meteorite and so forth, and it ingests it into itself, breaks it down to its original nuclear component, which turns it into pure energy, and that goes out the back of the spaceship, and that's what thrusts it forward." Now, that is a metaphor for the human body. The human body is that spaceship, and in its latest version, which, Pat, your body is like that, my body's like that, anyone who's doing this kind of work represents the emerging model of a human being, right? What happens is that when you identify with the source of power within you, as you go through your daily life, the bric-a-brac, the static energy, the negativity and so forth, you're able to encounter that in such a way that you can break it down into its original nuclear component, which is positive energy, because there is only one force in the universe, which is divine intelligence, and it's super positive. It doesn't have a negative side. That thing on the surface, that's the illusion. So when you see through the illusion by connecting in a vibrational way with the underlying reality of everything around you, what happens is you take that power into yourself, ingest it, and then you go forward in your life at warp speed. And the final line to that story is, the denser the fog, the faster the vessel goes. So if you do the I am practices and you remember yourself and you're able to stay grounded and balanced and feel the vibration of the presence of the inner divinity around you while you're out there in the chaos, that will not be chaos around you. You will turn that into divine energy and eat it, and you will become even more empowered every second as you go through life.
Oh, I got to tell you, I'm feeling you right now, John. I love that story.
Oh, thank you.
I love the way that comes into play in our lives.
Well, I was feeling it as I was telling you.
Yes,
Doing it, yeah.
I love that. You know, John, as we close the show, I want to thank you so much. Please give out your website again.
Yes.
And then I want to ask you as we close, what is your personal message for the people listening?
My personal message is that everything that you think about yourself that tells you that you're limited, that you have a past that you can't escape from, that you have a future that you can't define, that is a form of self-hypnosis which keeps you in a state of non-fulfillment. That can be decrystallized. You know, you talk about crust-busting.
Yes.
You know, this kind of work that I do, it's like it melts the ice of the crust around us that prevents us from feeling the depth and power of our own beingness and the positive power of our own pure emotional nature and syncing that up with the joy that is all around us. I was once put in a high state of consciousness by a Hindu yogi woman, and I saw in those few moments that the world around us, Pat, it appears to be solid, but it's actually a mass of vibrating energy that is eternally intoxicated with the bliss of its own existence.
Wow, thank you. I've got a new name for you, John.
What is?
John Maxwell Crustbuster Taylor. There you go.
I'm happy to be a crustbuster, darling.
I'm telling you, you're a major. Thank you so much
Thanks
for joining
for
the, show
the show
today. Fabulous. And we'll be talking again. I know you're coming to Seattle. We'll make sure that we make your trip the best it can be. Thank you all for listening today. Tomorrow, my buds from, how do you like my hair, Benny?
It looks fabulous.
Don't you think?
Fabulous.
Joe from Mode Organic will be here along with Grandma Parisha. Don't forget, Thursday night at 6, join us at Village Yarn and Tea for Knit Night with Dr. Pat. All right, everyone, make yourself an I Am Day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.